very quiet family, never had a chap. She was just happy to be at home. But unfortunately, she had anorexia when she was 21, and for 9 years she struggled.
Mm-hmm.
The eating side got better, and her weight went up, but the depression that comes with the illness kicked in, and she was advised, well, not advised, coached by her psychiatrist to go into the Caledon for a few weeks just to get a bit of extra help. So she did. She went in there voluntary. We visited every other day, and the medication was kicking in, and she'd actually smiled on the Tuesday, the last day we saw her, 2 days before she died. And we were happy, and she was planning on coming home for this Christmas.
And then what happened?
She was on level two, which was every 15 minute OBS through the day and the night. The night ones we found out via the inquest that weren't done. The policy of the ward was that every 15 minutes a member of staff would go to the door, check that the patient had moved either from left to right or onto their back. There was three staff that night looking after her. The logbooks weren't filled in. And because one of the staff, who can't be named, said that she hadn't turned for quite a long time, although they never logged it in the office, they didn't go into her room, which they should have done. That was the policy. They went to Donna's door 26 times that night, and not one of them went in.
And at the inquest, I believe it was said that actually you say Donna was on level two, but she should have been on level three.
Yes. They let her get off the ward on the Wednesday, the day before she died, at midday, dinner time. And she was picked up by the police in Clifford Bridge Street, sitting by the canal in her pyjamas and no slippers. She was taken back to the ward, and the psychiatrist wanted Donna put onto level three. That meant that she would have had somebody with her 24 hours a day.
Do you have any answers as to why that didn't happen?
No, they couldn't. They couldn't tell me. In the meeting, it included the psychiatrist, members of the nursing staff and the ward manager, and the psychiatrist was overruled. And I should have thought that the psychiatrist should have been in charge of that meeting, and, you know, and what he suggested should have been done. I can't understand why he was overruled. Why didn't they do it?
Which questions for you, Susan, are the most important for you to get the answers to?
Why? Why didn't they go into a room? Because she hadn't moved. When the paramedics came across from the main hospital, when they gave their evidence at the inquest, they said, usually when they pick a dead person up off the bed, they bend in the middle. But rigor mortis was that advanced that Donna was completely rigid. We had to sit and listen four days. And that was like over 6 hours she'd been gone, to be that far advanced with the rigor mortis.
Have you had any contact from the Caledon Centre at all?
No. The only people that have spoke to us was the last day of the inquest. There was four executives there, and they came across, shook our hand. They didn't apologise. They just said, we are so very sorry for the pain you're going through, and we're here to learn. Evidently, Lorna, they haven't.